Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome you listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. This is episode 83, and today we're going to be talking about a song called Snow from the Out of Gehenna album. The album that was originally called Through the Gehenna. And just so that you know, some songs have multiple versions which appear in different collections, different albums, and some of those songs actually settle in albums. This is exactly the case with the song Snow, because the original tune was written way back, I have it right here, on October 16th, 2003, was somehow wrapped up into a 2004 album, which went under the name The Logic of the Ordeal. And the original title for Snow wasn't Snow at all. It was called No More Than Nothing. Nothing was added later. So No More Than, or No More Than Nothing. This was the original title, and it went into a 2004 compilation kind of album, and it didn't have any vocals at that time. I believe it did have some lyrics, but those very early albums didn't have any vocals because I didn't have the means by which I could record any vocals. There were some old lyrics, I believe so, and they were probably in Russian because at the time I was still trying to sing in Russian, really. But that was an ancient version, and that the original key was B minor. And the BPM was 77.5 BPM, basically. And it was a pretty straightforward song. There were no live guitars on it, there were no live drums, nothing. All of it was programmed in Reason, as far as I remember. And I think that since I'm going to pick up a more rock version of this album a little later this year, right after I'm done with the Take the Jive remake, I will include this original version of Snow. Fortunately, I've recovered the original Reason file, so that will allow me to balance out the stems and mix them to the best of my ability while preserving the original sound. I will include this original 2003 version of Snow as a bonus track on the Into Gehenna version of the album, which I will be working on a little later this year. So it was slower, but it was pretty aggressive. It wasn't a tearjerker kind of tune. It was, in a sense, but it wasn't all mellow and slow. No. It was pretty energetic, albeit it had programmed guitars there, but those were intended as electric guitars. And actually, originally, the whole tune was intended as a rather alt-rock kind of thing. This was written back in 2003. Then, in 2010, when I was working on the Through the Gehenna album, which got released on Jamendo, This song, Snow, got reworked again. And actually, this is when it obtained its title, Snow, because now it had lyrics in English, and now the song was along the lines of, you know, whatever it was from the get-go, but that got refined because years have passed, you know, and things had happened. And now it was in a key of G minor. Now the BPM was 88.111. I still don't know what was I trying to encode in these numbers. But, you know, the original tempo was 77.5 BPM. Now it was 88.111, so it ramped up a little bit, but not really that much. And now, in 2010, this track, Snow, had become kind of a, I don't know, it had a hip-hop beat to it, and it became kind of like a dream pop song, really. There wasn't any hint of aggression anymore. There wasn't any grit to it. It smoothened out, kind of. Even though at the time, in 2010, I wasn't good at mixing at all, and, you know, my vocals were different, and my production quality was pretty low, so it had a little bit of this lo-fi kind of low-tech, lo-fi radio kind of radio effect sort of vibe to it. But that wasn't all, because eventually the 2010 Through the Gehenna album got pulled from Jamendo. I've pulled all of those albums because I left Jamendo. And then another 3 years have passed, and there was someone called Jonathan Acosta from Costa Rica, who loved this album a lot, and he reached out to me, I don't remember, in 2011 or in 2012, probably, and he asked me if I would allow him to mix and master, to rework, basically, this 2010 Through the Gehenna album, so that I would actually release it in proper shape. So I said okay to that. I was more than happy to have someone mix and, you know, master and work on this whole thing. So I've given him the stems, we've been on this album back and forth. And finally, after, I don't remember when was that, in 2016, it was nearing completion, or it re-entered active phase production, this kind of stuff. So that was like another 6 years later. And then in 2018, I've released this same album, the 2010 Through the Gehenna album. I've released it without, one track was missing. It was a track called Free, which landed on a different album, Seraphic Tears. But all the other original tracks were preserved. Now they were polished, now they were rewritten. Some parts were rewritten. The vocals were from 2013. The mixing was a lot better, a lot cleaner. The mastering was done properly. So now in 2018, I finally released, 8 years later, after the completion of the Through the Gehenna album, 8 years later, I've released this album under the title Out of Gehenna, because I was more than happy to get out of this. But 5 years earlier, in 2013, I was thinking of a split-off version of this Gehenna saga. So I wanted to make a different album. So I wanted to make a heavier, more alt-rock version of the same album. And I started working on it in 2013, and then I lost my voice in July 2013. And initially I thought that I've lost it for just a month, but it turned out it dragged out for a whole year, and then the entire recovery basically took me a lot longer than that. It took me like 6 years to recover. And that project was shelved. First, I was trying hard to push on that. I was trying to sing something. I was trying to record something into 2014. I was still recording. And I'm talking right now about the Into Gehenna, about the alt-rock version of the album. I was trying to record. I was recording guitars. I was trying to do some mixing. I was preparing mixes to sing vocals to, but my voice wasn't coming back. And then the next month it didn't come back, and then the next month it didn't come back, and that was really demoralizing. So I've shelved that project and I've promised myself that I will recover my voice, and once I will come back, I will come back in full force. I will revisit this Into Gehenna version of the album. And I will play the guitars, and I will make it as badass as possible. That's what I've promised to myself back in 2013, in the midst of a very depressed episode, because, you know, at that point, I was nearing a breaking point, because, you know, to work so hard, to put so much effort, to train so much, hours upon hours, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, all of that against everything that some people who surrounded me, who were making jokes of me, basically, for singing. Some people were supporting, and others were, you know, mocking me for singing. I spent years since, what was that, 2001? For 12 years, it was grind. It was grind endlessly. I've learned things that I didn't believe initially that I was able to perform, that I was able to sing. I've gone very far to amazing lengths, and I was able to do amazing things with my voice. And then all of that got just wrecked in one single day. Because of a surgical accident, my voice was gone. And actually, the voice that I used to have pre-accident never returned. And, you know, in retrospect, I'm thinking maybe that's not a bad thing at all, that it panned out that way, and I ended up with the voice that I have today. Yeah, it has its weaknesses, and it's a different voice. It's a different tone. But I'm happy with it, because, you know, there are some downsides, but there are some upsides to it as well. So I don't want to dwell too much on this topic, because, you know, the focus of this episode is not the accident, and I'm way past that accident already. I've recovered. The focus of it is the song called Snow. And actually, while I am reviewing this 2018 version of the album, I am kind of also thinking already about the future release, the Into Gehenna version, the alt rock version, which will include lots of bonus tracks, lots of bonus material. The thing is that over the years, you know, and ever since I moved to the United States, also too, I've been able to reach out to an old friend who, it just happened so, had on his on one of his old hard drives, he just happened to have some of my old recent projects, which is very unusual because he himself is not a fan of the recent software. So that's close to miraculous, let's put it this way. And those files were there on his hard drive for many years, for almost 20 years. It's freaking amazing, really. So he sent them back to me months ago, and I'm still browsing through these files, opening some of these files and playing that music back, and it's just a mind-boggling experience, because I can see the automation that I've done, that I've drawn, or the notes that I've written, or the poor mixing that I've made from 20 years ago. That's almost 20 years ago. Some of these files are ancient. Some of these files are like from 2001. There's some MIDI files from the year 2000, which was literally 22 years ago. Blows my mind. So as I'm browsing through all of this, it turns out that there are bits and pieces of, you know, musical bits and pieces in various projects, which then later have become the songs on this album. And I think that it would be pretty interesting to include these pieces and sketches even, and different versions of these songs as bonus tracks. So Into Gehenna is gonna be an interesting kind of album. It's not just gonna be an alt-rock version of it, which I started working on already 10 years ago in 2013, and then, you know, lost my voice and wasn't able to finish it. It's not just about that I'm going to pick up where I left off and I'm going to drive the point home, but I'm also going to provide all of this bonus material, and I'm going to mix it like I would mix it today, because what's the point of putting out stuff that has, you know, harsh high mids on it, or it's not mixed properly, or something is clipping, or that kind of stuff. That was quite often the case with my older mixings, with the older material that I was putting out 10 years ago, or, you know, 13 years ago. I just didn't know any better. So quite often my songs were clipping, my mixes were clipping, or there was some dirt, or the EQ was muddy as hell, really, only because I was trying to conceal the crappy vocal recording, because the vocals were recording to a karaoke mic, you know, that kind of stuff. It was a no-budget production, basically, throughout my entire discography. It all was a no-budget production. I never had any funds, except for one album, Love in Space. There was a sponsor who was co-producing an album with me. That was the only one instance when I had a budget to go into a studio and do the recording properly. Outside of all of that, it was all indie. Just pure 100% indie. And in my earlier days, back in the year 2000, all the way up till, you know, I think 2010, I was really confined to just a very basic karaoke mic and a crappy built-in sound card, a very poor performing computer. So there was a lot of grind there. But now that I'm looking back at all of this, you know, I will pull out those old projects, I will polish them, meaning I will mix them properly, and I will include them as bonus tracks because I think they deserve to see the light of day. And those people who have become enamored, or who have come to love this music and this tracks, this album, which was originally released in 2010 on Jamendo, under the title Through the Gehenna, they might appreciate this. They might appreciate this. And I know that some people love the 2018 version better, and some people, back in 2014, when I was basically voiceless, I was putting out some demos on the internet. I was trying to crowdfund for proper production. I was publishing videos on my YouTube channel. That was like my first show. It was called Cat Show, as far as I remember. I've made like 11 episodes or something. I've had videos there where I was voiceless. I couldn't really sing at all, but at least I was recording guitars. And I was showing my work in progress to my followers. And there were people who really admired my work. You know, some of those people came from Jamendo, some of those people I picked up somewhere else, because I've, at that point, in 2013, 2014, I've already been to like several platforms, whatever. So, and back then I've promised that I will finish this album, that Into Gehenna, whatever I started back in 2013, that I will follow through on that, and that I will record that album, that I will make it happen, that I will come back in full force, that my voice will be back, that I will record all the guitars, and that I will release it. So this year, after I'm done with Take the Jive, which was another popular album on Jamendo, I'm getting back to this project, and I'm gonna get it done. So all of y'all who are listening to me, everybody who remembers the Through the Gehenna album, everybody who loves the current 2018 version, which is up and running on Spotify and other major streaming platforms, if you like my rockier sound, well, Into Gehenna is going to give you exactly that. And I'm going to pick up where I left off in 2013. Yes, I will re-record all the guitars, because a lot of them were out of tune on those old demos. And I'll do the proper mixing and I will sing all the vocals. Yes, but Snow, by the way, Snow had a 2013 version. The only song out of that bunch which the vocals were recorded for. And as far as I remember, back in 2013, this was the last song that I recorded before I lost my voice. So this alternative rock version of Snow, I dropped as a single. As far as I remember, I don't remember where did I release it. Was it Beatport or something like that? Or some other place? Or was it Reverb Nation? Because I used to be to Reverb Nation. Gosh, I've been there. This was the only track out of that bunch to which I've recorded vocals, and that was ironically the last vocal that I've recorded right before the surgery, which happened on July 28th, 2013. That's when I lost my voice, and then when I returned, I was mixing. While I was recovering after the surgery, I was mixing this track, and this was the only single, single with recorded vocals from that bunch of tracks that dropped. I don't remember when was that, in 2013 or 2014. And then it got scrubbed anyways, because the whole thing was not finished. And I was pretty demoralized. So, with all this out of the way, about the lyrics, you know, I've talked already so much in this first part of this podcast, I don't think that I will go through reading the lyrics. I want you to go and find these lyrics on genius.com. genius.com/Catherine-Corelli-Snow-lyrics. This is where you can find the full lyrics. I will say only this. This is not a happy song, but it is kind of sarcastically happy. It is melancholic in its own way. It is a song about overcoming jealousy. There was a situation in 2008 or in 2009, I don't remember, probably winter 2008, 2009. With my first boyfriend. I won't tell you the whole story, it's very graphic. I had a rival, and this song has to do with that rival, with that other girl, and it also has to do with Snow, because metaphorically it is kind of addressed to the snow, and the snow represents a force of nature, kind of a force of nature, that on one hand I've always had a love-hate relationship with. It's cold, and I don't like it, but on the other hand, it's kind of beautiful. And sometimes you just feel like, despite you hate the cold, you want to just fall into the snow and roll in it, and just lay there in the snow and watch the stars, this kind of thing. So, read the lyrics, you will see what the song means, basically. But this first part of the podcast has already extended way beyond what I've expected, and it's time to move on to the next part, which is going to be the music analysis. So with that out of the way, let's move on to the next segment, shall we? So since today I'm going to base my analysis on the 2018 version of Snow, which is currently released, because it doesn't make any sense to talk about the original version, which is not released to the general public, and it doesn't make any sense to talk about the more modern version, which will be released, which I will just start working on later this year. So I'm going to focus on the 2018 version of Snow, which is currently available on the Outer Gehenna album. It has this black-gray cover artwork with Gothic letters on it. This is what I'm going to be talking about. So, the BPM on this track is 88.111, and we're in the key of G minor. So, let's listen to the intro, and then after that I will deliver my first comments. Say what? Say what? Say what? So, we're starting with all the song is comprised of very simple chord progressions. There is no rocket science here. So, it starts out like this. So we have the little riff, the little keyboard riff that's playing here is basically all over. It's a G and a D with an occasional E flat and occasional F sharp. So it's all, and then there's this high leap up to a B flat and an A. So it sounds pretty empty, you know, and I guess this repetition of this fifth all over and over again gives it a sense of void, makes it vacant. And then here in the bass line we have a G minor, a G for like four measures. Then we go into a C minor, E flat major, plus 7, and then a D major on the base of F sharp. It's an inversion. Now, let's listen to the first verse and hook, and then I will comment.
I know when it's time to touch you. I know when it's time to fall.
Well, I ended up playing the first verse, first hook, little bridge, second verse, second hook, and stopped right before the middle. So let's analyze the verse first of all. Okay, so here we go with the first verse. You know when it's time to wrap me. You know when it's time to make me feel like an over queen. Now when it's time to trap me, I'll never ever guess when to come again and spread herself under my tired feet. I know when it's time to touch you. I know when it's time to fall into your silent arms. I don't know the time you've come to mess up again with my bitter tears, with my deepest tears. Don't leave me this time. So here we do have a two little chord progressions. We're starting with the C minor. To be more specific, it's a C minor -7-9. Going into a G minor. Again, C minor, -7-9. G minor. C minor. G minor on the base of B flat. E flat major +7. Then a G flat major +6. And then again into a C minor. -7-9. G minor. Again, C minor. -7-9. G minor. C minor. A flat major +7. D major suspended fourth into a D major. And then after that, we're going into the hook. Thank you. minus 7. C minor minus 7. E flat major plus 7. D major minus 7. E flat major plus 7. A flat major. And then the whole sequence repeats again. Then there is a little bit of a bridge. Alternating between a G minor and an E flat major, plus 7. And then we're entering the second verse and the second hook, and they're basically exactly the same, at least this version of the song. They're exactly the same as the first verse and first hook. So really there is nothing different. Now, after that we're going into the middle section, which is different, because that's the middle section, and of course there are some vocals going on independently of all of this. The snowflakes will dance around us, just like they did a thousand years, or a billion years ago. And every time they touch us, infinity will be close at hand. As for the chords, there is a B flat major minus plus 7, then a C minor 9 minus 7, E flat major plus 7, then again this oddball chord G flat major plus 6. To B flat major, D minor minus 7 this time, E flat major plus 7, A flat major plus 7, and on the second pass after that we're sitting on the D suspended fourth minus 7 into a D major. And it builds up and it builds up, and we're going into, after that, we're going basically into the last hook, and the song concludes, this 2018 version concludes with where we started, the intro. And that's basically the music analysis. You can see there is nothing really super complicated about this song. It's just that there is a lot of repetition. There is a lot of simple chords, simple combination of chords, like the C minor vs. the G minor, for example, this juxtaposition. You know, fourth, first, fourth, first, fourth, third, sixth, sixth, and then seventh instead of fifth. But, I mean, that's no big deal. There is some a little bit of a Phrygian minor spice up going on here with the A flat, apparently, and then in the middle section, it gets kind of a little bizarre, slightly. But I mean, if you see B flat major as a harmonic major, then this would stand to reason. It would be the minor fourth, basically, only an inversion on the G flat, on the bass of G flat. Something like that. With that being said, let's move on to the next section, shall we? So, as you can hear, Snow is a rather romantic song. It's melancholic. The 2018 version is probably the softest version. The original version, which you will hear, you heard it in the background while I was talking on the first section. That version without vocals, it's kind of a little harsher. It has a little bit of a more of a punch to it. I'll try to mix it to the best of my ability to put it as a bonus track on the Into Gehenna version of the album. And then, of course, there is a single version of Snow, which was released in 2013 and then scrubbed, and it's kind of, again, it's also going to appear as a bonus track, and it's kind of heavier. So the currently released 2018 version is probably the softest. I would characterize it as dream pop soft. I don't know, dark wave, dream pop, something along those lines. But it's definitely not harsh. It has very clean vocals. There is nothing harsh about it at all. Not a sign of grit or anything like that at all. Unlike my today's performance, because I've kind of overworked my voice a little bit and should have known better. So I apologize for my rather raspy and off-key performance today. That's why I didn't attempt to sing the hook, basically. But anyways, so the good news is that there is going to be another time that I will revisit this album, and that's going to happen later this year. And this time I'm going to come all full in, and I'm hoping that it's going to be an interesting album to all of y'all who appreciate the 2018 release and who remember the 2010 release, and also who remembers me struggling to put together, you know, a 2013 version. I mean, over the years, some people were admiring these songs, and I really do appreciate it. And now, if you have not heard any of my music yet, of course, I want to invite you to check out Catherine Corelli, which is my artist name, on any major streaming platform, be that Spotify or Apple Music or Amazon or iTunes or Deezer, or even YouTube. And if you go to YouTube, you might as well check out my official artist channel, where I'm posting updates. I've just dropped today an update on Take the Jive. The update was recorded in April, but I'm catching up gradually. So I am showing my process, showing my recording process on my Cat Vibes playlist, and also showing casual footage. And I will be also recording my drawing and painting process. I'm rediscovering my passion for visual arts as well nowadays. And so I will be publishing videos there in that playlist. And I got another playlist, which is called Cat Talk, and this is where I'm talking about, you know, stuff that is not related to music, for the most part, such as, you know, political and social commentary, etc. So if you want to just, you know, casually hang out and check out my casual footage and stuff pertaining to music, check out the Cat Vibes playlist. And if you like my channel, please subscribe. I'll really appreciate this. I also want to invite you to check out my other business, which is called Southern Caracal, southern from the word south, and Caracal, C-A-R-A-C-A-L. southerncaracol.com, skin health and aromatherapy. We have an abundance of wonderful oatmeal and honey soaps, which not only is an all-natural soap, which is very good for your skin, but it also actually helps treat various ailments such as eczema, psoriasis, dry skin, acne. And we have recently rolled out a new line of oatmeal and honey soaps, which have CBD oil in them, which is also very good for your arthritis, inflammation, pains and aches. So check out our website, southerncaracol.com. Pick something for yourself or for your friends and family, and your skin and the skin of your friends and family will thank you later. And with that being said, I'm going to be wrapping up this episode. Thank you very much for being with me, and join me on the next episode. I love you, and you'll hear me in the next episode.